Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting
across America.
Turn it up.
Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you very much. You want to hear the intros Lauren wrote for you guys?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The last ones were mean.
These aren't all mean.
Okay.
But Lauren's new to the show, and sometimes she writes intros. All right, up first, he's good enough to coach his son's team, just not good enough to coach his son's team to win.
Oh.
Here he is, dad of four, producer Eddie.
All right. So anyway, my cousin Leroy texted me the other night. He was drinking with a buddy, and he said, dude, I need you to settle this debate for us. Who is the biggest country artist right now? So I guess him and a buddy were drinking and they were having this argument. So I answered.
Don't say who.
Okay. I answered mine and I want to see what you guys thought.
The question is,
who is the biggest country artist right now?
Amy.
I mean, I would say Morgan Wallen has a lot of songs. He's big.
He does have a lot of songs.
I mean, that are being played right now.
Your answer is,
when we do the countdown, it's like Morgan Wallen here again. Morgan Wallen.
Lunchbox.
Oh, when we were at iHeart, it's Morgan Wallen. The crowd goes crazy for Morgan Wallen.
There's really only two people in this discussion. It's Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen.
Yep.
And so both you could probably argue. I'm going to go with Luke Combs. He's not in the news as much, but he does sell out stadiums.
He's definitely not in the news as much.
Stadiums. But I would accept either one of them. But I'm going to go Luke Combs. Oof, it's tough, though. I'm going to go Luke Combs. Why? What's up?
I said Morgan Wallen, and then he responded and went, oh, come on, cuz. I guess his buddy had guessed Morgan. My cousin had guessed Luke. So
I don't know there's a wrong answer.
Yeah.
There. But, okay. That's a good question.
I mean, though. I really don't know, dude. But from my point of view, yeah. I think it's Morgan Wallen.
I think you probably go songs that are hits, ticket sales, streams.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And they're probably pretty close. All right, next up, Lunchbox, here's your intro.
Let me hear it.
He never feels ashamed, and his clothes are always stained. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Well, speaking of my clothes, apparently I look like a homeless dude, too, because I went to meet my wife for lunch. We were meeting at a sandwich shop, so I'm just sitting on the bench out front waiting for her because she's late. And I'm sitting there in this lady walks in. About 10 minutes later, she walks out and she hands me a sandwich and goes, God bless you.
She thought you were homeless.
Wow. And I was like, huh? And then it took me a couple minutes and I realized, like, this woman thinks I'm homeless.
What did you say back to her when she said, God bless
you?
Well,
I was just like, okay. And like, she walked away and I didn't even think about it. And like, 2 minutes later, I'm going, she thinks I'm homeless. I realized what she thinks. She thinks I'm just camping out on this bench because I'm homeless. And I was just like, man, it was a pretty...
I think it's the hair and the beard
And the sweatshirt.
The sloppy clothes.
Yeah, I was wearing like flip-flops, my, you know, my little basketball pants.
He had a stick with a little bag on it.
Hanging out by the railroad track.
Dude, you want to talk about like a blow to the ego? I was just like, wow.
You do give off that vibe, though.
Yeah, it's just chill, though.
Yeah,
but how
just
thoughtful chill, of her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so she said, God bless you, and handed you a sandwich. And you said, what again?
Okay.
Oh.
Because I was like.
You accepted it.
Well, I was just like, I was confused. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but okay.
What'd you do with the sandwich?
I threw it away.
Oh, dude.
No, it was like it was a turkey and cheese with tomatoes and mayonnaise. And like, if you're going to buy someone a sandwich, what? You can't put all the extra stuff
on. So be generic.
Yeah.
So now you're hating on her for doing something nice?
Because what if I don't like tomatoes and mayonnaise, which I don't?
But what if you're hungry? You probably will eat tomatoes.
And well, guess what?
Take them off.
I wasn't hungry.
And then your wife got there to tell her?
Yeah.
And she's super attracted to you then, huh?
She was like, you want to make out? I was like, yeah.
Sure she did. Okay, next up. George Strait's biggest fan and the most likely to get scammed. It's Amy, everybody.
Okay, well, if you're tired of people calling you, salespeople, scams like that, text messages, you can go to donotcall.gov and register your phone to get put on a list where you won't get as many of these calls. They can't guarantee that the calls will just stop, but maybe you'll be removed from a lot of lists that your number's on. And then if you're like me and you signed up on a bunch of websites when you're doing Christmas shopping to get 10% off, 20% off, and you had to register your number for text messages, well, you can text back stop and they'll quit sending you all their deals like every day.
Donotcall.gov.
Yeah.
Then when you go there, you have to put in.
You click register my phone, click on that, and then go in.
Oh, are you sure you're not getting scammed?
Hold on.
Sounds like one.
And then you type in all your information. And
all
then
it?
It's required that you also provide them with your email.
Oh, boy.
So that they can send you an email and you click the link
and
in
your
there.
Credit card
to
number.
Confirm that it is you and then your number.
I'm sure it's right. .gov.
I'm sure
that's legit. She just, I know, like her intro said, she's always one click away from full identity theft.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, thank you. Ray?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his bulldog's fur looks like he's balding, and boy, can he rip open a Spalding. Bobby Bones.
What?
Your dog opens basketball?
You can rip a Spalding?
Like a baseball?
Know, basketball. Spalding would be basketball. I don't know. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Good job, Ray. Right. Hey, so the last 4 or 5 months last year, I said I'm not reading. I took a break from reading. I like to read. I took a break from reading. Mostly because I was just reading a bunch of books for learning, and then I really wasn't enjoying it that much. So I'm back. I'm back on the book train. I've started a new book. It's called The 90s by Chuck Klosterman.
Ooh.
It's nonfiction, and it's, you know, the social changes, attitudes, economic conditions, etc. of the 90s, trends, and how it affects today and what we've learned from it. So I'm back in. It does seem a little learned.
You're still learning from this.
Yeah, but it's not just only for educational purposes.
Okay.
So I plan to read this book and then get back. I'm back on. But I read last night for, here's the problem though. I have my little iPad and I got one of those iPad minis that I read on. And I open it up and it's like 260 pages. And I'm like, okay, great. This is not that long a book. But the type was so small and I'm blind. So I go, okay, I got to take, by the time I could see it, it was 519 pages.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, no, I don't read a book this long. So it made me, it stunk a little bit. That's what's up. Glad you guys are here. Let's get started with the show. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. There's a cute guy at my work who I've talked to a few times. But the other day, he asked me, hey, what's your name again? And then he asked me out. Now, there aren't a lot of people in my office, and my name is pretty rare. So now maybe I put him in the friend zone? I didn't give him an answer yet. I said I'd think about it. Should I be bothered because he forgot my name? Or do I give him a chance and go on a date with him? Signed, Forgettable in Colorado. Don't punish him for forgetting your name because you have an original name. Don't punish him. Maybe he didn't hear it. I think that part of it's gone. I'm going to tell you right now, remove that part from your brain when considering to go out with a guy. Maybe the time you introduced him, it sounded like, I don't know, maybe his hearing problem. There could be all these issues, and he did ask you again. He could have just lived life and act like he knew your name until he figured it out. No punishment for the forgetting of the name if it was a one-time thing.
Secondly, do you want to go out with him? It's generally speaking not good to date someone that you see a lot in the office.
At a small office.
Especially too. At a small office, like you said. But I'm saying even an office like this. It's not good to date somebody because, I tell you, just playing the numbers, most people you date, you don't end up marrying. So most people you date, you end up dating and then not dating eventually. So odds are you're going to date this person and then not date them anymore. And most relationships don't end cordially where you can hang out with each other. So just playing the numbers here. You ever hear the saying, don't poop where you eat?
Heard that one.
Yeah.
That's this. So numbers game, don't date someone in the office. However, the heart wants what the heart wants. Just know if it doesn't go well, it's going to be bad for you. And if you must, then do it. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I'm just saying prepare yourself because odds are it's not going to work out just based on simple numbers alone. But if you're like, I really want to go out with them, then do it.
She called him a cute guy.
And handle it in the way of the whole time you're dating him, handle it in the way of just in case it doesn't work out, I want to make sure that I don't do anything or treat him in a way that would make him hate me because we're always going to be together. Like, don't go. You can't ghost him. There's all these things you can't do that you could do in normal dating life that you can't do here.
Because you're going to see him every day.
Because you're going to see him every day. Mm-hmm. That's correct. I'm a big don't poop or eat guy. However, sometimes you want to eat your poop.
There are some people that do that.
Interesting.
Oh. So, go out with him if you want to. Forget about the name. Forgetting him. If you really want to, go out with him. Life is short. Just know you need to go into it with the idea of, in case this doesn't work, I need to actually treat this one a little different if I were just dating somebody randomly. And you're going to see him every day while you're dating, too. It's just going to be a whole different. It's all different. But give it a run. Doesn't sound like you love him anyway. It doesn't sound like she's super into it.
Nah, she just said cute.
If she's thinking about not wanting to date him because he didn't remember her name, it doesn't sound like she's really wanting to date him.
Yeah.
So here's the final word on this. If you really want to date him, go out with him. If you just kind of do, don't. Get to know him a little better first. He probably ain't all that good anyway. Most guys aren't.
All right, okay.
That's right.
All right.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Time for the Bobby Feud. There are 10 answers on the board. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. The question is, if you were granted one wish by a genie, what would you wish for? We rolled the dice prior to the segment. Lunchbox will go first. 2,000 listeners were asked. If a genie comes out, says you get one wish, what do you wish for? Lunchbox.
Money.
Show me money. Number one answer, Lunchbox is on the board.
Oh, man. That's all I'd wish for, so I don't know what else you wish for. Man, I'm like, dang, what else do you wish for?
What else is there, right?
Just money. What else is there besides
and
money, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure. That's it. Money, only that.
I mean, health.
He's like, more money.
Give me health.
Show him health.
Yeah.
Number two is great health. So you have 3 points right now.
All right. Money, health. Golly. I don't think he can bring someone back from the dead, so that's not a good wish.
You can. I mean, that's any wish is a wish.
Yeah, I know. We'll say a new.
I think you were just figuring it out while you were going,
Yeah. I didn't want to run out of time there, so I went, new house!
One wish by a genie.
Give me a new house!
Lunchbox says that people would wish for a new house.
Correct. I had that one.
Eddie, there are still 8 answers on the board.
Oh, that was tough.
Number one was money. Number two is great health. If a genie comes out of a bottle and says, hello, Eddie.
Yeah.
You get one wish. What do you think you're wishing for?
When Lunchbox went anew, my word was car.
A new car.
I feel like Lunchbox would wish for a Lambo in a second.
Okay, show me a Lambo or a new car.
Oh, that's why I didn't go with that one, Eddie.
Is that right?
No.
Well, I guess if you had all the money, you wouldn't need to.
That's why I'm...
You know, it's almost like you're too niche in yourself. If you go money, you just get to buy a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
But what do I know? Amy.
World peace.
That is a very selfless wish.
Yeah.
You have faith in humanity, then. If we got the wish, it would be world peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy says, Mr. Genie, can I have world peace?
World peace?
Number four answer is peace on earth or world peace.
Okay. Who?
I mean, that's cool.
I thought about myself only.
While we're thinking about others,
wow!
Let's go ahead and end hunger.
End hunger.
Is this okay. A pageant?
Yeah, I know. What is going on?
That's funny. All right, Amy wants to also end hunger. That's incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Lunchbox, you're up. Now, second round points are doubled. There is 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 left on the board. The only things off the board are money, great health, and world peace.
Yeah, I'm ready for number 10.
Hit
you
it.
Ready? Finally get one wish. You know what I'm going to wish for? More wishes. More wishes going to play the system, fools. Come on now. That's how you think with your head. You think, I only get one wish? Well, you know what? I want to wish for 50 wishes.
The question is, if you were granted one wish by a genie, what would you wish for? He says more wishes.
You thought I was good, right?
The problem is, I would not do that if a genie popped up because I think he would then grant me no wishes and go, you had one wish that you just spoiled it.
And you wasted it.
And then he goes back in the bottle.
Yeah. Greedy.
And then you guys wouldn't even believe me, the little genie came out.
Yeah, I think I just wasted that guess, huh?
Eddie.
I think, like Abby, for example, she wishes she had a boyfriend. So give me boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a singing
Show
voice.
Me relationship or love.
Yeah!
Number five answer.
And that's double.
That's 10 points. That's okay. Right.
That's not bad. I didn't think about that.
Thanks, dude. Okay, Bones, what about like starting a family? I wish I had a baby.
Well, you don't have to wish for that.
Do you?
You could.
Do you wish you had another baby?
Me? No.
Okay. You got like 19.
No, not me.
Okay. It's basically a nursery at your house.
Yes, I don't want another baby.
Okay. Show Eddie another kid.
No.
Amy, you're the final one here in the second round. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were polled. If you were granted one wish by a genie, what would you wish for? Off the board are money, great health, world peace, and love. You get six answers up here.
That you could fly like a bird.
That would be fun to fly.
That would be fun to buzz that one, too.
Amy says she'd wish to fly.
People wish that?
Yeah, to have magic power or to fly is at number eight.
That makes sense.
Oh, eight.
That's 16 points.
That's 16 points.
Okay. Well,
wow.
I still have some faith in humanity, so I feel like someone might be like, you know what? I want to use my wish to cure cancer.
Oh. To cure cancer?
A cure for cancer.
Cure cancer. Show me cure cancer. Doing a lot of give back.
I mean, I've got to start thinking bigger. Like, give back. Stop thinking about yourself.
But that got buzzed.
Yeah, she did get buzzed. Okay, we're down third round. Point totals are tripled.
Yeah, what's off the board, man?
Money, great health, peace on earth, world peace, love, and to fly, or a power, magic power.
Man. I think I know.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. You know what you're going to wish for?
You got to go first. That's a power spot. You really haven't taken advantage of it yet.
No, I have. I got a couple. I got money.
You have 3 points, though, total.
Yeah, but I got the best one, money.
Yeah. But okay, you have three points. Go ahead.
Man, you're sitting there at your dead-end job, and that genie pops up, and you just wish you could have your dream job. Dream job.
Show me dream job.
I have that one.
Well, you got the buzz, too.
Yeah.
Lunchbox out with 3 points.
I didn't want to play this thing.
Eddie, you have 10 points. You need an answer, at least one answer, to get back in this.
Well, I only have one written down.
Go ahead.
And this may be stupid, but it may be genius. I wish there was more time in the day to get stuff done. You think about it. You look at the clock, you're like, oh, my gosh, where did the time go?
Show Eddie more time in the day.
Dang.
Amy, what do you have over there?
What do I have left?
Yeah. You've already won, but what would you say is your next answer?
Well, the next one I had written down was to not age.
That's good.
Like at a certain point, you don't get old.
Yeah, I think we'd give this one to you. You've already won, but...
I got it
again. To not get old. Your looks. Yeah, that's what it is. Better looks.
Oh, okay.
Better looks. Good. Right. So that's 9 more points. You want to keep rolling?
No, I hate it.
Well,
not you, buddy.
It.
You lost. You went first and finished last. That's rare. Go
you
ahead.
Still haven't gotten the number 10, huh?
Mm, there's 6, 7, 9, and 10.
This is a tough one.
I know.
Can I guess?
To bring back someone from the dead.
Yeah, show me bring one. Back someone from the dead.
You got it, Amy.
Number 10 worth 30 points.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you when you said it that was a fine, acceptable answer.
You got to be kidding me.
Why are you yelling?
Yeah, what did
I
you say?
I would have won. Oh, man, that is so dumb.
You wouldn't have, because you would have said it the first round, and you still would have lost. But.
Oh, my that's true. Goodness.
Amy, go ahead.
Okay.
You're crushing the score. You may have 100 points at this
okay.
point.
I would like to see the future.
Oh, that's a good one. Show her the future.
Boo.
All right, here are your other answers. At number 6, happiness.
That's money.
At number 7, fame.
That's money.
At number 9, intelligence.
Oh, man, I wish that.
So, Amy has 59 points. That might be a new point record.
Wow.
Here. Amy, great job.
Good job, Amy.
Wow. Bobby's feud champion.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love a personal tell me something good, and this is Mary, who has called us. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you share your story with me?
Yes, 51 years ago, I gave up a child for adoption. Tough decision, of course. I had prayed that he would contact me, that he'd have a good life. And I'd looked for him to no avail. And I signed up for Ancestry about 3 years ago. And right before this Thanksgiving, he contacted me.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he reach out to you? How did he get in touch with you?
Through Ancestry. It was a message. And I ignored the first one because I thought it was someone else. And then he said, I think we're closely related. And his DNA points were like within 10 of my other son. So we had, we spoke, we messaged back and forth so we could make sure that we were related. And then we had a Zoom call. I would have flown there that day, but he has a lot going on right now. He's a teacher. And my first question was, have you had a good life?
What'd he say?
And he said, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow. What was it like when you saw him for the first time?
Well, we just did the Zoom call.
Yeah, but I mean, did you see his face?
I haven't seen him in person. Yes. I mean, when I saw his picture on Ancestry, I knew.
Dang.
And I had his baby picture from the hospital. I've had it all these years, and I can't tell you how many prayers have gone up that this would happen. And I was very sick last year. Very, very sick. And I thought I was going to die without seeing him or talking to him. So I'm really grateful.
When do you plan on getting to meet him in person?
As soon as he'll let me. He just has a lot going on right now. He's separating. And he has two kids. And so I got to see them on Zoom. So we're thinking spring break.
Wow. Congratulations, Mary.
Thank you.
I can tell by the emotion in your voice, this means a lot to you. It's obviously a big deal to you, and I hope that when you finally do get to meet him, it is everything you thought it would be, plus.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dang, that's crazy.
Wow.
We might be related. Not me and her, but you get
that
message.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know.
When I got on, because I did 23andMe, got all kind of eighth cousins coming out of the woodwork. Hey, eighth cousin. Can I get tickets to Garth? Nope, sorry. Not on 23andMe, you can't.
So in order for those things to match up, do they have to do the same test that you do?
So, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be in the database.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Congratulations, Mary. I hope it goes awesome. Call us back after you meet him. We'd love for an update on this.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
All right, Mary. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. I want to go over and talk to Melissa because they are having an argument in their home. Melissa, what's the issue?
Well, morning, studio.
Morning.
I needed, I guess, somebody to validate my opinion on this whole thing. I was going to get my husband a muzzleloader gun for Christmas, and everywhere I looked, I couldn't find one. So I got other stuff, you know, boots, shirts, colognes, jeans, all kinds of stuff. And after Christmas, he was talking about wanting to get one, or the gun. And I said, yeah, I was going to get you one, but I couldn't find it. Well, immediately he started looking around, calling places, and he found a place that had them. And I was already getting a little miffed about it then. And we had to take stuff back from other issues with Christmas stuff. So we stopped at this place against my will, and he bought the gun. $600 for everything, the kit, the gun, all of everything he needed. Granted, for Christmas, I got a $100 gift certificate to get a manicure pedicure. That's all I got. So he buys the gun, and that's well over $1,000 now that he's had spent on him for Christmas. And I just, my feelings were hurt, and I just can't get past it. I mean, I have barely spoke to him in the last, whatever it was, 8 or 9 days since he bought that gun. Like, and he knows I'm mad about it, mm-hmm. and he tries to talk, and I just, you know, one word answers, yes, no, whatever. But I just can't get past it.
Yeah, and you absolutely have the right to feel that way, right? Your feelings are yours and nobody else's, and you get to have them, but then you get to figure out why you're having them. You at least owe yourself that as well. So you should feel hurt if that's how you feel. But then let's talk about that for a second. You feel that he didn't put as much time, effort, money into you as you did him. Is that kind of the root of it, where you feel like you're giving way more than you're getting?
Yes.
And it's not so much about money, effort, time, love. It feels like maybe you're loving him more than you feel like he's loving you.
Yeah. And I mean, even getting the gift certificate, he gave the money to my daughter and she went and got it for him. So he didn't even have to go get it.
Classic.
He just had to write my name on the envelope.
Classic man thing.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we're a caveman. We're done.
We do for present.
Okay, now here's what I'm going to encourage you to do is show him a little bit of grit. Not a lot. Because he has to learn from this so as to not do it again. Now, I don't think it's not going to help anything for you to be mad and stay mad because the resolution here is not going to change. The fact that you said you were trying to find him that gun and you couldn't open the door for him to go find the gun himself because it was already allowed. You already said you were trying to find it. So he's like, whoa, crap, I'll go find it. So I don't think he really did anything wrong there. He went and found the gun. As long as you guys can afford it, that's okay.
Well, she said they pulled over at the gun store against her will.
I know. But I'm telling you, if she had said, no, you don't, we can't afford that, you're never going to get that, that's a different story. Because to him, the door was opened. Oh, you were getting a muzzleloader. I really wanted a muzzleloader from muzzleloading season. And let's go get it then. Now, the issue is he didn't reciprocate that. It's not that he went and got the gun. It's that he didn't reciprocate that. This has got to be you have to be bigger, smarter, and more advanced than him to make sure he knows why this hurt your feelings. You cannot be aggressive with the conversation. And you have to actually say that. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. This really hurt my feelings that I went through all this effort and love and you got our daughter to go get it. Like, I just need some sort of effort. And I think that's the problem with a lot of guys. We weren't exposed to a lot of effort. We weren't taught it was cool to be vulnerable and do extra. We saw it in movies, but who does that crap? Now, that being said, I do. I was raised by all women until Arkansas Keith came in the picture in my teen years. But and I'm talking to every guy listening to this right now. It's not even about how much you spend, honestly, because everybody has a different budget. It's about the effort that you put in. It's about the thought. It's about you showing up. It's about you saying how you feel, why you feel it, and this is what I'm going to do because of that. That's the root. She doesn't feel as loved as she gave. And at this time, it happened to come out through material things. I'd be ticked if I was her too. So she has the right to that feeling. But if you want this to improve, which is the only thing, unless you're going to make him take the gun back. I mean, I'm be honest. Is that a question? Do you want him to take the gun back?
He's already shot it. No.
Okay. He drove the car off the lot. It immediately lost a lot of value.
Smart.
Yeah.
So I would go to him and say, this is when my feelings are hurt. I did all of this. I just need more from you. And I need you to buy me something. Because you're doing both. One, you're teaching him a lesson. You will attract more flies with honey than you will vinegar. You've heard it a million times. I need you to have honey, even though you shouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd lock up. I'd get cold. Unless I had a conversation with myself and realized what is the best outcome here. The outcome here is he doesn't do it again. And the outcome here is now you get a gift. You need both of those to happen. So you teach the lesson and you say, I would like for you to get me something now from your heart. And then you challenge him to it. And then you move on and he won't do this again. Or it'll be a while until he does. So that's my advice to you. I would be mad too. You have every right to have that feeling. I am not telling you you're wrong in any way. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you, you are right. You are right to feel that way. That is your feeling. But let's make sure it doesn't happen again because that's the best case scenario other than taking the gun back. So Melissa, what I want you to do is have that conversation with him. Even if he acts like he's not receptive to it, he's like, nah, nah. He is. Guys are taught you got to be tough and strong and you can't be vulnerable. But even though we're acting it, we're taking notes internally. We may not want to act like it because it shows in our minds, well, if I act like I'm listening and it shows I'm weak. But we're still taking notes. Convey that to him and also make him get you a gift. And if he doesn't, I'll buy you a gift and you can go rub in his face and be like, you wouldn't give me a gift, but Bobby Bones got me a gift. Oh, I'll do that.
You don't need to do
that. I will do that.
He has a new muzzle loader.
He's going to come find you, man, with a muzzle loader.
You know, muzzlers only get one shot, though. It's one ball. It's some gunpowder. You got to shoot multiple times.
Like Davy Crockett?
Okay. That's why muzzleloading season is right before gun season.
Okay.
So, Melissa, that is my advice to you. I think you can actually do something with this. And those are the two requirements. I'm going to give you some homework here. Talk to your husband about that. Tell him that he hurt your feelings. Don't be angry. And then tell him he needs to buy you something on the back side of it. And then if he doesn't, I will. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay. I think after 26 years of marriage, I figured, you know, he would, you know, understand the assignment.
Yeah, but the assignment has to be told to us directly almost written, yeah. and you probably need to be naked when you tell us.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Or we're not going to remember it. What? And you need to do it again in a year. Because honestly, it just guys are idiots. I like to think I'm better at this because I was raised mostly by all women, but still, I'm missed too. And I think I really put time and effort in, and I still miss. And I need to be told things exactly. Even if it's not about gifts, I need to be, we are doing this, and this is why, and this is why we do. I need to be told that because I'm thinking about football or work or stupid things. Or I'm like, I wonder what Eddie's doing. I want Eddie to answer my FaceTime. So, Melissa, do that and call me back in a couple weeks and let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry that happened, but we're going to grow from this and things are going to get better because of this.
Yes.
Amen. Bye, Melissa.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks, though, because you feel like, well, I just lost. Okay, but that loss has happened. You can't go back and turn that loss into a win. And so you're angry. But let's look at it instead of looking back, going, I'm angry. Let's go, yeah, that hurt my feelings. I'm angry. But how can this actually be better for me? How can we grow from this? And this doesn't happen to me again. And it is investing that moment and that little bit of time to make sure on the other side forward that it's actually better.
Yeah. Future gains.
Can't change what's happened behind us. But we can change what's happened in front of us.
And I guarantee he has no clue.
None. That's the thing. Clue. I don't think he's a bad dude at all. He's like, geez, I'm not going to get muzzle loader.
I wanted it for Christmas.
And it's wow. Like, yeah.
Yes, all of his needs are getting met and hers are not.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to be told exactly what the needs mm-hmm. are, how we can meet them, right. and probably multiple times.
Right. And the longer, ladies, that we are passive, which that's something we do of, then the longer it's going to take to find that growth.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this,
And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. On the phone right now is Wes, who lives in Oklahoma. Wes, we appreciate you calling. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So I have a hotly contested thing that I think is not talked about enough.
Hit me.
And that is the proper way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
All right, I removed myself from this because I hate peanut butter. I hate peanut butter. You know what I hate? War, stabbing, murder, and peanut butter.
That's good.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to get off, and I'm probably not going to answer this, but go ahead with your question.
Sure. So you got your jar of peanut butter, your jar of jelly. Do you use a knife on the peanut butter and a spoon on the jelly, or do you use the knife on the peanut butter and try to clean it off decent and then put it in the jelly but maybe cross-contaminate?
Okay, we're talking about contamination here. Amy?
Okay, you go knife for the peanut butter, spoon for the jelly.
What about the extra? You had to wash extra
utensils.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh my goodness. That's not that big of a deal to me.
That's crazy talk.
It's one spoon.
And yes, I have almond butter, right? And I use almond butter and regular butter. I would never. I go butter knife on both and wipe it off. I don't want to contaminate like he says. But I go one in, wipe off, same
no,
one
I
in.
Couldn't. Like, literally, this is crazy.
And
this
then spoons
is coming
are hard
up.
To clean up because then you got to, like, clean out of the spoon.
It's fine. You take the bread and you press it up into the spoon and everything gets on there.
Cannot
but this literally just happened in my house with my son. He I opened up the jelly and I thought, did this jelly go bad? And he's like, oh no, sorry, that's chunks of peanut butter. No, I had to throw it away. I was like, okay, we're
I
done.
Don't like bread crust in my butter. So I don't like the cross contamination.
Right.
But man, I just can't imagine dirtying up an extra piece of silverware.
Guys, it's really not that big of a deal.
I used to have to wash dishes every night.
It's not fun.
Spoon. Mm-hmm.
I hear you, but it's one vote. But if everybody said that, we'd have no elections.
No, but really, it is just probably you with one spoon.
Mm. But really, it's probably just one
it
vote.
Mean,
it won't matter.
Okay.
No, he's one knife.
Yeah, Eddie?
Oh, dude, you get the knife, you do the peanut butter, and then you try to scrape it on the bread as much as you can. I don't wipe it off with a napkin, and then I go take the same knife into the jelly.
Well, okay, that's contamination,
and then
though.
You get chunks of bread
I'm
in
cool
the
with
jelly.
It. Bread. Who cares? Cross-contamination. This is peanut butter and jelly.
But then I go for jelly for just a biscuit, and now all of a sudden I got peanut butter and bread in there?
There's okay. Only one time we use the jelly, and that's for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You could do the peanut butter with the knife, get a paper towel, wipe the knife clean, and then dip it in the jelly.
Cross
if you
want to
save an extra spoon.
Lunchbox.
Guys, I don't understand. I've never heard of using a spoon for jelly in my life. You take that knife, you dig it in the peanut butter, you wipe it on one side of the bread, then you go and you lick the knife so it is clean. You
get that's disgusting.
No, you get all the peanut butter off the knife by licking it with your tongue.
Okay.
And then you stick it in the jelly. Guess what? No peanut butter's going in the jelly. You get the jelly, put it on the other piece of bread, and then you meet in the middle, and you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's how you do it.
You know what, though?
That's disgusting. He's licking the knife every time.
You lick the knife, too, Eddie. Don't even
love licking the knife. But look, I've never used a spoon for jelly, and I struggle sometimes. You try to balance the jelly
exactly.
on the knife.
It does fall off.
Well,
I never
so
thought
the
about
spoon,
that.
It's hard to get it out if it's like sticks to the bag. A spoon on anything like that. It's hard to get it to wipe it because it's up in
yes,
the crevice.
Sure. That's true, too.
I told you, you take the bread and you press it into the spoon.
No,
and then
you're
it gets
creating holes in
yeah,
your bread.
The bread's like ripping.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It's not. It doesn't.
I don't know how sturdy your bread is.
You got as passionate as crap here, Wes.
No, this is everything I'd hoped it'd be.
So I'm going to tell you, Lunchbox is disgusting.
Yeah.
Eddie and Amy are wrong.
I'm right.
Oh, okay.
And you just should go in one, clean it.
I can't believe you clean it.
Even with just water.
You clean it too with your mouth.
Yeah, I know, but disgusting. I mean, wiping it with...
You're no better than a cat licking your own butt. All right.
That's fine.
Wes, what do you do?
So I grew up using the knife and spoon method.
Yeah.
But now that I have to make more of my own for my son that's in kindergarten for his lunches, I've gone the way of using the lid on the peanut butter to scrape off as much peanut butter as possible and that's then good. Just going straight into the jelly.
Why is that gross?
Because then when you put the lid on, you're making a mess on the jar.
No. Really?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I would imagine fine. You don't grab his jar of peanut butter. It's all over your hands. I mean, he's probably
No, but around the lid, I like it to stay clean.
Hey, how meticulous are you guys spreading the jelly and the peanut butter? Yeah. Are you like trying to cover every space on the bread? Or you
well,
just,
yes.
One, two,
I will
done.
Say almond butter, I am... Oh, it's a heck of a spread.
You cover everything equally.
Well, I don't need it all covered equally, but I need it to be perfectly square. Like the corners, I like to have it full bread, mm-hmm. and then that square to be almond butter, and then the butter or jelly over it. But yes, meticulous in that it's exactly as much, and the coverage is perfect, and I don't need like blobs, like heavier here, lighter here. That way, if I do that, then I eat around the big blob till the very end, and then I don't want to have to do that. I don't have to focus on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so... But what a topic.
Who would have thought?
This chunky, was not on my sheet of things to talk about today. Yeah.
Chunky peanut butter or smooth?
Smooth.
Oh, smooth. Crunchy is terrible.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Neither.
Wes, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And now we're all going to punch each other in the face during the song, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy. Here's a voicemail from Mike in the Woodlands, Texas.
I hear Eddie is going to be the caddy in the AT&T Pebble Beach Open. As a high school golf coach in the state of Texas, I would be glad to offer my expertise to Eddie. Rules for little things that he needs to know to look for to help him be the best caddy he can be. So, Eddie, give me a call. You know where to find me.
Eddie's going to be my caddy, but you have to know the rules.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how to play golf, but we don't know the real rules.
Like, I just think you carry a towel. What do you, 7-iron? I give you the 7-iron.
You kick
I clean
the ball
it.
If it's behind a tree, that's out in front of the tree.
Right.
But I thought, like, if you have a shot coming up, like, your caddy is like, hey, you need this club.
Well, that's okay.
Sure.
He forgets sometimes.
Okay.
He's watching other people. We've done this before.
Like, go stand over here.
It's a disaster.
Hit it this way.
Amy, we never get to play with these pros, so I'm watching their shots, and Bobby's over there looking for his ball. I'm like, hold on, I'll be there in a second.
This is Luke from North Carolina.
I want to know about Eddie's kid. Did he pass his test? Did he get Christmas? What's up with that?
Eddie said, if he didn't pass the test, no Christmas for him.
Of course he got Christmas. Dude, it's a fire that I need to light every single year. Like, I don't know, towards the end of the year or towards before a big break, he just gets like, I'm tired. I don't really want to work. So I do something like this, and then he gets really good grades. Dude, he got really, really good grades on the test.
Then I need to do that with you.
What do you mean?
Before we go away for like summer or Christmas, take things from you, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do good this last week of shows, there'll be no 4th of July.
Oh, man.
No beer for 3 months.
A little taste of my own medicine?
Yeah, just see how you like that. I appreciate that. But yeah, Eddie's kid did awesome. It's pretty cool to see. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, how are you doing with your drinking water?
Well, this is my bottle I've had for the last 3 days. It's the big one. This one is 30 ounces. And I have my next one ready to go right after that. It's hard because I'm not carrying the big jug around and I'm not keeping myself to a standard of I've got to exactly do this much, but I'm trying to hit the weight v body, body weight v ounces,
mm-hmm.
meaning I'm 168 right now, so I need to drink 168 ounces of water a day. It's very hard, but I think I can do it for a month.
Well, a whole study was done and new research is showing that the average person only drinks half of the water they need daily. And most people shared that they know they need to drink more water, but they get too busy or they forget. And some say they would drink more if water tasted better.
Yes, I was going to say that. I wish water tasted like strawberries.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so I just thought...
Or Dippin' Dots.
That'd be better.
So I drink a whole lot of water.
Yeah, I just thought that this new research would be a reminder to try to drink the water because it's good for your brain. It's good for your body.
Fundamentally, sleep and water... If you can get that right, everything else is a little easier. That's basically core strength. If you're thinking about, well, I want to get big arms, big legs, want to lose weight. You know, if you can just start working at that core and work your way out, once you have that, everything else is much easier. So I'm trying. I'm not good at it. I'm only going for a month, and then I'm back to maybe drinking 2 swallows a week. All right.
Great. So a woman named Lynette Rincon is trending on TikTok because she posted this. Do not invite me to your wedding or baby shower or housewarming party if you don't invite me to movie nights, girls' night out, dinner, coffee dates, or lunch.
Basically, don't invite me to something when you want a gift if you're not inviting me just to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that. That's
what she said. Bitter. She was like, okay,
no,
this
she's
is-
not bitter. She is... She's finally had it, and she's keeping it real.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's hurt.
She knows she's being used for a gift, so she's not coming. So don't invite her.
You know, here's the thing about me. Invite me to everything, but don't expect me to come. And understand that if you don't invite me, my feelings are going to be hurt. But also, don't have your feelings hurt when I never come.
Right. I've been through this.
Deal? Mm-hmm. Okay. What else?
Shay Mooney shared a clip of himself with an acoustic guitar singing a little bit of Adele's Someone Like You, and it's amazing.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, happy.
You know, he doesn't shy away from a single note, and usually people, even if they do Adele really well, they don't chase every part of it. And I thought, is he going to go for that? He did.
He went for it.
Yeah, I think that guy's got a future.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Vincent Basile, he's an ER doctor in Philadelphia, and he was part of the Mummers Parade. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
It's a parade where people just dress up in like vibrant colors, rainbows everywhere, and they dance. But he was doing that, so he was dressed in a pink dress, and then he was going to go to the Philadelphia Eagles game right after that. He goes to the game in his dress, and he's a doctor, and he sees somebody. He's like, that's weird. That guy is like on the ground. And it looks like his face is kind of not right. The color's not right. So he goes over there. There's already a nurse working on him because, yeah, he passed out. His face is blue. So they both start conducting CPR. The guy regains consciousness like after 2 or 3 seconds. He's up. And the reaction he said from the guy was amazing. Here's an audio clip.
She kind of hits me on the shoulder and says, hey, there's like this guy laying down on the ground over there.
Next thing you know, a guy in a pink dress is running up next to me.
If I say, hey, I know I don't look like it, but like I'm an emergency medicine doctor.
He looked at me. He said, start compressions until they get an AED here.
So I doubt it's the first thing you expect to see is a mummer with face paint on wearing like pit viper glasses and all that stuff.
Good time. Awesome. I mean, it was right place, right time for the guy that was down.
And he said the first thing the guy said when he regained consciousness was, what's the score of the Eagles game?
Yeah, well, go Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
He punched him in the face because that's what Philadelphia fans do. And he said, thank you. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.